Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of True Crime Time for Monday, November
18th.
Holy smokes, mama. Thanksgiving's like a week away.
10 days.
10 days. Turkey, gobble, gobble, motherfuckers. Right? And all is well. Thank y'all for liking and listening, sharing, and leaving reviews. And good, bad, or indifferent, we love all of y'all. And thank you, Patreon and Convicts. You'll be getting this commercial-free early release, as always. And look for Justice for Haley. Y'all, please, when you listen to it, share it everywhere. We've already got traction. We've already had several news interviews and things like that going on, people starting petitions and all that. But it's not time yet. When we get there, we're going to do a call to action. I'm going to do a call to action to all lifers. We love y'all, and thank you for loving True Crime Time for. And this one's on Monday, and I'm Woody Overton.
And I'm Cindy Overton.
And let's do it, Mama.
Okay. We're going to start off in probably one of your favorite states that you've never gone to.
Alaska.
Yes.
Has to be. It's the only one I've ever been to. But I damn sure know everything about it.
I know. So, well, we have a mother killer, a killer that's a mother in Alaska.
Oh, Lord.
I know it's really, really, really sad, but Cedar Sarton, 43, called 911 in Fairbanks, Alaska, saying that her son had been harmed by someone and that the child was dead.
Well, maybe at least she didn't bury him in the backyard or something.
I don't know.
Oh, God.
Sarton told police that she tried to call 911 the night before, but that call wouldn't go through.
Not true.
When police responded to the home, Sarton opened the door with what appeared to be self-inflicted lacerations to her forearms, wrist, neck, and head.
Holy shit.
But her son was found dead on the bed. Okay. So inside the home, the police found two knives and a 20-pound kettlebell weight.
Yeah, it's one of those workout things.
With blood on it. There was a significant amount of blood in the apartment. The autopsy revealed that the boy suffered blunt force trauma and that there was evidence he was harmed by a sharp object. Police say they searched Sarton's phone and found
how old the boy is.
They didn't say how old the boy is.
Good, I'm sorry.
And they found that she had not actually called 911 the night before.
Right.
She was taken to a hospital in Seattle to be treated for her injuries and then arrested for first-degree murder.
Jeez.
It was not – we don't know if she has an attorney yet, but obviously she does. We appreciate everyone's patience as our detectives investigate this case, Fairbanks police chief said. There is so much work that goes on behind the scenes during a murder investigation, and I'm very proud of the thorough work that was done to ensure that we have a strong case and hopefully get justice for this victim's family.
She beat her own flesh and blood with a kettlebell and then stabbed him or her, obviously, a child, and then did it to herself.
Yeah, but then the story goes on to say that they had previously dealt with a problem with her and this child. They saw her try to harm the same boy in an incident at a hospital a few years ago. So, I mean, like, the writing was on the wall, kind of. So, it doesn't say whether an investigation was done at that time, how she maintained custody. The boy's family described him as the sweetest, most kind-hearted, loving little boy who wanted nothing more to play and just be a kid. He always had a big smile on his face and could talk up a storm. He loved to swing, play at his favorite park, and always asking his school friends to play on the playground. He absolutely loved cheese pizza, his most favorite food in the world, as well as mozzarella sticks. Wow. So he must have been very young, young.
I don't know. I mean, what do you do about that? You can't throw shade on them for the investigation years before because, she may not have been as crazy as she is now or whatever the politically correct term is. Man, you fuck, you're crazy. If you cut your own throat and head and everything else after you kill your son, you're crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, you may not be criminally insane, but you look cray cray. And then, they had to go in before they had an incident. She's going to put on the best face. I'm sure he was much younger, could be interviewed to say whatever one way or another. And I don't know, man. I don't know. Let me see. Does Alaska have the death penalty?
I found this on the web.
Alaska has never had the death penalty.
Oh.
Well, maybe she'll do life without, or maybe she needs help, or maybe, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with her. How about that?
Yeah.
I'll just leave it at that.
Hopefully she gets the help she needs.
I just don't really, really know. Mm-mm. Right? Mm-mm. And this next one is a twofer. Worldwide crime. All right, y'all. Let's tell you about a 62-year-old man who is in a coma following a self-inflicted wound following the attack in China in which he killed 35 people.
Okay.
And injured dozens others after driving his car into a group of people who were exercising at a sport complex this week.
Wow.
In China.
Yeah.
Yep. Don't need a gun, do you?
Nope.
The 62-year-old man rammed his car into that sports facility on Monday, November the 11th in Zhuhai, which is a city in the southern Chinese province of Guangdong. And this, according to the BBC, y'all, and the New York Times, and everybody reported on, evidently. I missed it. The New York Times and the BBC only call the guy, the suspect, by his surname, which is Fan, F-A-N. The injured include senior citizens, teenagers, and children. Mm-hmm. Right? Investigators learned from collected evidence and statements from those who knew him that Fan was unhappy with his divorce settlement.
Oh.
Yeah, right? 62 years old.
So that's going to make you go plow into people.
Yeah, kill everybody.
Mm-hmm.
A witness told a local magazine, Kaxin, that during the attack, the assailant drove the car in a loop and people were hurt in all areas of the running track, east, south, west, and north.
Yeah, where are you going to go?
Away,
he's just
right?
going.
Yeah, because this guy, see, this got a big ass cage around that place.
Oh my God.
How the fuck you get his car in there? I don't understand that. But videos of the attack's aftermath circulating on social media show many people on the ground, some appearing to call for help, and others were helping other people and administering CPR, and some had blood on them.
I guess so.
The suspect, Fan, was hospitalized due to a self-inflicted wound following an attack and is in a coma. Now, you know how he did it? Because don't be having no guns.
Exactly.
You know how he did it? A self-inflicted wound. It'd be the second time today we've talked about this.
Yeah.
You know how he did it?
Stabbed himself.
Yep, but in the neck.
Oh.
You're a bad motherfucker. You stab yourself in the neck. I couldn't do it.
I was.
You could hold me at gunpoint
and say, do it.
And say, do it. or I'm going to blow your brains out. I'm like, bitch, you better go ahead and blow my brains out.
Yeah.
Because I'm not stabbing myself in the neck.
Right.
I can't imagine that.
I can't imagine that yet either. And that's when they say, like, Darlie Routier did it and just barely missed her artery.
People do it all the time. But real quick, the Chinese president, Xi Jinping, has announced an all-out effort to treat the injured and said the suspect will face severe punishment. Let me tell you something. I don't know how it is in China now, but it used to be you got sentenced to death. They did it. They shot you in the head.
Yeah.
And then they mailed your family the bill for the fucking bullet.
Yeah.
They don't play.
No, they do not play.
They don't play. And I guarantee he won't sit on death row for 40 years.
No.
Like the second longest running guy in the state of Louisiana. Been on death row for 40-something years, raping and murdering a kid. Yep. Well, there you go. And that is your...
So what's interesting is we talk about Gerald Bordelon. Mm-hmm. When I was doing the Thirsty Thursday.
May rest in hell.
Yes. Yeah. When I was doing the Thirsty Thursday, like looking into like what I could, like a quiz I could do or something funny to bring to the show. Thirsty Thursday quiz. He popped up.
As what? One of the serial rapists.
I don't know why he popped up. It was just an article about him. I thought that was very, very strange.
I think your fans listen to this.
I think they do too.
No, they do.
Oh, they absolutely do. Because
I've been like thinking about shit and then there it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I haven't been in it since I have a brain.
Well, no, because Woody will be talking to someone and I'll be in another room and I'll come back in the room and I was like, who are you talking to? And he's talking to himself.
Oh, I do talk.
So you talk to yourself an awful lot. Yeah. Like,
there is nothing better to talk to than myself.
Thanks.
I'm sorry. But nobody talks. When I do it, nobody talks back to me.
They do.
Yeah, you're right. It's the voices. But that is, I've always done.
I've actually seen you have an argument with yourself.
That's true. But I guess shit worked out like that.
Yeah.
And that's when my best shit comes to me.
That is for darn sure. There's
a lot of motherfuckers in Angola wish I didn't talk to myself.
That's for sure. Yes.
And on hashtag Justice for Haley, that motherfucker's gonna wish I didn't talk to myself.
That's true. And one other comment that I wanted to make is I'm not teaching my kids in China anymore.
Oh, that's why you used to do that.
And during certain times of the year, the people meeting in public parks and they have these big, it's not like a festival. It's almost like it's a performing art. So they do specific ritual dances and they're there for, you know, all day long and it's a big deal. Right. And my guess is, it was, you know, one of those celebrations, and it's a beautiful thing to see, obviously, and you know, very peaceful.
Because if you get out of line, the government fucking shoots you.
Well, that's very true.
And the only reason you're out there doing is because the government makes you do it.
That could be true too.
It's true. Hey y'all, let me tell you about Gobble. All Gobble meal kits are pre-prepped. That means less work for you and less waste in your kitchen. Their meal kits include everything you need so you can save time at the store or just skip that trip entirely. I got the box in and I had three different meals. I had a Kung Pao chicken, crispy fish tacos, and a beef bourguignon, however you say it. But let me tell you about the classic beef bourguignon. Look, it came with beef pot roast and a beef broth concentrate, red wine demi-glace, cremini mushrooms, cipollone onions, mashed potatoes, baby carrots, and rosemary thyme butter. It was so easy to make. Literally like 15 minutes it took Cindy. And let me tell you something, all the dishes were fire, but this thing was like a taste explosion in my mouth. It's just unreal. We've got to spend more time together and more time doing the things we love because everything came in this one single box right to my door. So see what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. You get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. And let me tell you, those cookies, I ate one that was sin-baked, and it was delicious. Go to gobble.com/real life. That's gobble.com/real life for $120 off your first four boxes. This offer is not available on the home site, so don't miss out. This is genius. It's taste explosions in your mouth like you never had. Hey, y'all, changing my wardrobe from summer to fall, it's never easy. Luckily, Quince offers timeless and high-quality items I adore, ensuring my wardrobe stays fresh and I don't blow my budget. And there's nothing easier than going to Quince and choosing these high-quality items, like cashmere sweaters from $50, pants for every occasion, washable silk tops, and so much more. The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, and I love that. I got the stainless steel Link Apple Watch band for $59.90. It's heavy duty, it's awesome, and it's like $100 less than I could find anywhere else. And I also got 100% organic cotton fisherman quarter zip up sweater. The color is alabaster. Man, I can't wait to wear that this fall. And Cindy got the Mongolian cashmere boat neck sweater in heather gray. And I'm telling you, these are classic pieces at a fraction of the price. Make switching seasons a breeze with Quince's high-quality closet essentials. Go to quince.com/RLRC for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/RLRC to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/RLRC. You'll thank me later.
You know what I'm talking about.
Okay. So first I went to one of Woody's favorite places, and now I'm going to a place where I went to another one of Woody's favorite places for the first time.
Salt Lake City?
No. This is a store that would be one of your favorite places.
Bass Pro.
That's exactly right. The first time I went to a Bass Pro was in Katy, Texas.
There you go.
And so now I'm going to Katy.
Katy.
Not a good story at all, but.
Well, this is a true
crime. I know. I need to stop saying that, but, you know, I'm the yin to the yang, or the yang to the yin, whatever. But a assistant principal at Maid Creek High School has been charged with injuring a student after surveillance footage captured him pushing and tackling a 14-year-old girl.
Nice.
So Adrian Lee Berg has been charged with assaulting a student following an incident on campus. KDISD, Independent School District, has confirmed that Berg is no longer employed with the school district, but so far has not answered questions about when he became a former employee or commented on the apparent allegations. He's accused of choking a 14-year-old student by placing his arm around her neck and slamming her to the ground during a hallway confrontation.
Yeah, which is on tape, so there's never allegedly.
No.
He did it.
According to court documents, surveillance footage, and witness statements, Berg grabbed the student by her backpack, pushed her into a wall, and then choked her by placing his arm around her neck, and then took her to the ground, like I've already said. It happened between an altercation. It started because she was fighting with another student.
Okay.
And the student was taken to Texas Children's Hospital, where she was treated injuries, one that he choked and body slammed. She had a contusion to her forehead, a strained shoulder, and bruising to her knee. The student's mother informed authorities that her daughter complained of pain and lightheadedness during or following the incident.
Would it be writing a big check?
Yes.
Big check.
Berg was interviewed by law enforcement and acknowledged attempting to intervene in the altercation, but denied using excessive force. Mm. Although
it's hard to deny that you were in an altercation.
Exactly. Like, but
video camera, and you know, hell, I already knew that was coming.
He claims that the student ran into a structural column.
Yeah.
After he body slammed her into it.
Got her into it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gently guide you into this column.
Exactly right.
We just call that getting some real estate when you slam them to the ground.
Yes.
That's it.
Okay. I mean, Katie has a statement. Yeah. And yeah.
Same old shit, different day.
Yep.
Motherfucker is currently going to be unemployed. And, you know, who knows? It might be civil service or something and have to go through the process and all that and crazy shit. So, all right. Well, you know, and that's a 14-year-old. Mm-hmm. I am so glad that you homeschool our 14-year-old because the motherfucker did that to him. I mean, look, we fought in school, no doubt about that.
Yeah, and different times.
But if somebody, you know, even if they were in a little shoving match or punching and you grab him, you slam him into the column, he's got to go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. Daddy's probably going to jail.
Or you pick up a little girl and put her into a garbage can.
Yeah. Well, you want to hear something that's even worse? This lady, or this, I don't know if it's a lady or a man, but there's three of them. Duncan Haven, Ja'Coy Gill, and Life Ford. All three of them have been arrested.
Okay.
On charges of child endangerment. It's according to court records.
Gee, okay.
And morning, this is graphic, y'all. So authorities, we're going back to Tejas. Authorities in Texas have arrested the three adults who locked a six-year-old who was in their care inside a dryer.
Oh.
Wait for it. And then they turned it on.
No.
A six-year-old. So Duncan Haven, Ja'Coy Gill, and Life Ford were arrested in the connection with the incident on Monday, November the 11th, a week ago. And this is, it's old Harris County, so that's close to Houston. That's according to the Harris County Constable in Precinct 4. Now, the investigation began after the cops responded to a report of a six-year-old locked inside a dryer at a laundromat in Houston. These motherfuckers didn't even do it in their house.
When they have that locked door, like the laundromats, you can't just kick it open like a home laundry. Really? Like there's a, you know, the little push.
I don't know. I have never washed my clothes in a laundromat.
Yeah.
So they put her inside.
Way she could push that open.
Oh, so... But they could open it from the outside.
Yes.
It's not like it's locked because you turned it on.
No, they could have opened it.
All right. So they show up and guess what they found? The six-year-old was locked inside the fucking dryer.
I'm assuming
burned.
And when
they got there, the victim was visibly shaking and crying. That's according to Constable Mark Herman. Authorities learned that the boy was in the care of Haven, who's 18, Gill, who's 20, and Ford, who's 19. Yeah, but you know what happened? That's why this is a good reason to put a kid in a dryer.
Okay.
For real. For real. I mean, if there's ever a good reason to put a kid in a dryer and turn it on, it's because the child reportedly lost a bag of chips and became upset.
Oh.
Yeah. Put him in a dryer.
That for sure.
So Duncan, when the kid becomes upset, Duncan places the child inside a dryer as punishment and locked him inside. And this per another one's as per Herman's statement. In an affidavit, it says Duncan placed the victim inside the dryer while the child resisted, using his feet to fight being put inside. You can see it like, don't put me in, holding your feet up.
I guess so.
Duncan then repositioned the child inside the dryer using force to prevent him from coming out.
Jeez.
So he slams him in and is holding his head down, probably like, bitch, stay in there, right? Wait a minute. Here we go. They got video footage.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
And thank God for that. And this video footage has been reviewed by investigators. Now, look, during the struggle, police say that Ford shut the machine and let Duncan hold the door closed. Wow, this is fucking just, this has got to be one of the craziest fucking stories I've ever heard. Now, Duncan shoves him in. No, I'm sorry. Ford shuts the door. Duncan holds the door closed. And Gil, bless her heart, got out their credit card and started the machine. Holy fuck.
How many idiots does it take to lock a kid in?
The affidavit states the boy was left inside for approximately a minute before Duncan brought him out and put him in a cart and aggressively swung him around. Wow. But Herman, one of the investigators, the constable, the video footage shows the kid was inside the dryer for about 5 minutes.
Oh my gosh, that poor.
5 fucking minutes. Can you imagine being spun around with a hot ass dryer?
No.
For 5 minutes.
No. And then getting out and putting a cart and spin. Right. If you haven't been to a laundromat, they have those carts that like spin too. Yes.
Holy fuck. Well, you know what? Thank God for the good people of Houston and H-Town, because some of them called the police and EMS. They got there and they evaluated the child. But naturally, they called a responsible adult. I'm sure that motherfucking parent was mad as fuck. But
I wonder
it says
who.
That the child's guardian showed up and took care of him, took him into care. While the police were at the scene, here it comes, the victim's mom arrived and yelled at the child because he was being a baby while they were playing, the investigator said in the affidavit. So she ain't the one that got the kid.
Oh.
Though it's unclear exactly what she meant. Now, authorities then separated the mom from the child. The mom has not been charged in connection with the case, only because that bitch wasn't there. So when police tried to arrest Gil, Ford pushed the arm of the deputy so he could.
He ran like a little bitch.
Right? And let me know how that worked out for you, Ford. And he fled on foot. He ran like a little bitch. Gil was later contacted through FaceTime on the victim's mom's phone and agreed to turn himself in. Now, you asked about your relationship between the three suspects or each of the respective relationship with the child or the child's mother. Nobody knows. It's not clear. The cops didn't find out. So, and they've been charged with a bunch of shit in Harris County, including, you know, everything about the kid and then interfering with the duties of a public servant because he ran like a little bitch. And that's all I got to say about that. Not a fucking just wild ass story.
And then the mom said you deserved it because you're acting like a baby.
Oh, yeah.
So obviously that's just probably
lost a bag of chips.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that baby's got to get home.
Well, you know, chips are expensive these days.
Yeah. So are dryers, I would imagine.
I hope that poor child is taken.
But you know, I've been in like this laundromat before, but it's a long fucking time ago. When I was single, like in Hammond, I would drop off my shit and they would wash them for me and I'd pick them up. I've never used the machines.
Yeah. Well, if they're using credit cards. Well, if they're using credit cards, these, I mean, it's been many, many, many years since I've gone into one. But if they have credit cards, they probably have changed and they probably did have to hold them in. There probably is some type of safety feature now that you can kick it open or something. But I remember back in the day. You know,
they got safety features in trunks of cars, but why in the fuck would you have to put a safety feature on a dryer? What fucking idiot's going to get inside of a dryer, get themselves stuck inside of a dryer? I mean, that's certainly not the
norm.
It's something I would think of as an engineer of a commercial dryer.
I bet someone
put a safety latch inside because some fucking douchebag is going to lock a 6-year-old in here for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I guess it's the weight of the kid. It would have still spun.
Yeah. I was thinking that. But then that's not going to stop the heating element. Like even if it,
I know it's going to spin. So I wonder how hot it gets.
Yeah. Hot.
Hot.
Too hot.
Too hot.
My daddy used to say when I'd ask too him damn. How old he is, too damn.
Too damn. Yeah, anyway. That's
not
there you go. Shout out, Houston. Hey, shout out to Leah Marie.
Yes.
Investigative producer. Thank you, Leah, for always sending in cool, especially H-Town stories. Go ahead, Sam.
We'll just bring awareness to the horrible things that happen out there.
It happens everywhere, but I don't know. I've never heard somebody being like, you know, when I was a little kid and we had bottle rocket wars and firecracker wars, my brothers and their friends did lock me in an old dryer that was out in the trash part of the woods where, you know, like the trash pile was, and they dropped firecrackers in on me. I had to be like, probably like 6 or something. And I remember crying and all that. And I probably told them, they probably got their ass beat, but it didn't work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not going into this. I have been put into a dryer before, but it was not turned on. I was locked in a dryer. But That's a whole other story for a whole other day.
Yeah, you have to tell me about it later on.
So now we're going to go to Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, City of Angels.
And Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon announced charges against a high school guidance counselor who sexually assaulted a male student.
Oh, my God.
So Dooley Tishon, or Tishon, 37, is accused of several assaults against a 16-year-old male student at Eula High School. She is charged with 3 felony counts of unlawful...
So another female male teacher.
Unlawful sexual intercourse with a minor more than 3 years younger, and 1 felony count of oral copulation of a person under 18.
So it means, well,
that's
right. Yeah. Under 13.
Did I say under 18?
Oh, I was like,
yeah.
Fuck.
That's 3 years younger than
aggravated rape.
Well, he would have been at least. It would have been at least 15 at the time. Yeah. So she faces a maximum of 5 years in state prison if convicted.
What?
Yep. That's it.
The motherfucker needs to go a lot longer than that. She fucked a 15 and gave a blowjob to a 15-year-old.
The time frame on this was from February to March. So, I mean, it obviously moved quickly. And she no longer works at the school. She pled not guilty. And was released and set to reappear in court later this year. Educators and school staff.
Tell you what she's going to do. She did that to try to get a plea bargain.
Yeah. The educators and school staff have a fundamental duty to create a safe environment. I feel like we just should have this on repeat. Like it just needs to be a button we press.
Everybody
on the,
knows that. Teachers,
exactly.
It's like the Anti-Rape Act in prison.
I know.
You got to actually formulate a motherfucking rape is bad policy.
Exactly.
You know, teachers, the cops, firefighters, you know, priests, people in position of authority are supposed to be good.
Yeah.
And but they are shitheads in all professions.
Every time I read one of these releases, I feel like it's just go to Google GPT or chat GPT and write me a release for a teacher or counselor abusing a child. What should I say? It's just all the same thing.
Just so fucking crazy. And look, we could do a whole segment on teachers raping kids.
And the last part I do want to mention is this is only one victim, and obviously investigators feel like there have been many more that will come forward. Yep. And the high school.
I don't know. She's a female. You didn't have any pictures to show me, but she's a female. And
she was attractive.
When I was a 15-year-old boy, if I had an attractive teacher, I wouldn't have told. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying it's not wrong.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of, I could tell you, a lot of them are not going to come forward. They'd be like, whatever.
Well, probably somebody else talking about it brought it forward. You know, he might have been bragging to his friends who got to a parent. You know, we don't.
A picture of him.
Like, yeah.
I don't know. It's still all kinds of fucked up.
Yeah.
I hate it as a parent now. I guess I shouldn't say what I said. But I mean, I guess in different times and different ways, but it's still fucking rape. So,
spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list, all in one spot. Gifts to spark joy, wonder, delight, and that's exactly what I want it feeling. Hey, y'all, I ordered a super cool piece. It's a candle with a sculpture of LSU Tiger Stadium on top of it. And each officially licensed laser-cut wooden replica features up to 4 layers of detail, creating a bird's-eye view of a specific football field, seating section, and more. And every label includes your stadium's name, the team's logo, and school location. And it has a coconut, soy, vegan wax-infused with sandalwood smell that creates tailgates and touchdown scent profile, reminiscent of game day. It's invigorating like fresh-cut grass and nostalgic like smoke from a pre-game grill. In common, like the crisp autumn air of a new semester on campus. Y'all, I love it. I have it at the base of my TV, and I'm ready to watch the Tigers play on Saturday night, right? Uncommon Goods. Look, when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. And many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches. So shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. They even have gifts you can personalize. From holiday hosts and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone from the book lovers to diehard sports fans, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, not the same old selections you can just find anywhere. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So to get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/RLRC. That's uncommongoods.com/RLRC for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limit time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hey, ladies, are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living in our environment right now. It's in your food, your water, the air you breathe, the clothes you wear, your skincare products. They all mess with your hormones. Then there's the natural hormone changes your body goes through, premenopause, menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you have to suffer through it. The good news is you don't have to suffer through it anymore because now you have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone supporting supplement, it's become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Well, my wife says it makes her feel like her own self again. And that's what women mention over and over in the reviews. And there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code RLRC for 15% off today. That's happymammoth.com and use code RLRC.
Well, you knew, I couldn't think of it. We were talking about the nudist colony and outside of Slidell. It's the only one in Louisiana. But I remember the name of it's Indian Hills.
Okay.
And so you go on to Slidell from here, you go down 12 like you're going to Mississippi, and it's Slidell Airport exit. You take a right, you go right down there, it's right down there on the right.
Okay.
And it's kind of in the country, but kind of like, I don't know how you'd say that, but I've never been inside, but I do know where it's at and I won't tell you why. But what do you think about that?
A like nudist colony?
Yeah.
I am not confident enough to wear shorts. So what does that tell you?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm saying different folks, different strokes.
Hey, right? if you're comfortable in your own skin and everybody's of age, I don't want to see sitting there eating dinner and seeing somebody's
junk.
No, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, they do. I mean, that's not their shade on them. That's their shit. And they evidently, I mean, it's a big thing, all ages and stuff. And you know, they have volleyball and swimming. And
you said you were taking me on a surprise this weekend. Is that what you're talking about? I'm joking. He did not say we're
going. Surprise
going
to be in a fucking deer stand. Let's go to nudist colony, y'all.
Okay.
This did not end well. Not a good situation. Dude named Michael Sparks, 62 years old, has been charged with 2 counts of murder and the deaths of Dan and Stephanie Menard. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it started with a call, as most of these do, to the police. And this was back on Thursday, August the 29th. The caller said that a family member, Michael Sparks, who lived at the Olive Dale Ranch RV Park and Resort, confessed to killing two unnamed people and had threatened to die by suicide.
Okay.
All right. So when the call came in, the Redlands police were obviously, this is a nudist resort, y'all. The Olive Dell RV Park and Resort is a nudist colony. And when a call came in, the Redlands police were canvassing the nudist resort in the foothills of the San Jacinto Mountains near Redlands, California, after the two long-term residents, Dan Menard, who was 79, and his 73-year-old wife, Stephanie, disappeared from their mobile home 4 days earlier with their Shih Tzu Cuddles. So I guess you can even bring your dogs. The couple's Chrysler Sebring was found abandoned on the side of the road with the key still in the ignition.
Okay.
We were out there following up, doing another canvas of the neighborhood, Redlands police spokesperson Carl Baker said. And while the team was out there on site, that's when we received a call from a person who indicated they were a family member of Michael Sparks, and then he had told them, the family member, that he had killed two people and was going to commit suicide. He didn't say it was the Menards, but he said he had killed two people and was planning to commit suicide.
Okay.
That's my best impression of a Redlands police officer.
Right.
Baker says authorities quickly locked down the entire ranch community and made several attempts to contact Sparks, who was the next door neighbor of the couple, the Menards. But they didn't get any response, right? So they were making announcements over a loudspeaker, says Baker. We believe he had weapons and that he had barricaded himself, and we had been told that he had built a basement. Well, after several hours, authorities broke a window and sent in a Redlands Police Department drone. Bro, we didn't have those back then.
No.
We had to go in and do it. Usually we'd send in a canine.
Yeah.
All right. Can you imagine you fly a drone up and down the fucking trailer?
I know.
That's pretty cool.
That is very cool.
After several hours, authorities broke the window and sent the drone inside to do a remote search of his mobile house. The drone was unable to see where Sparks was in there. I'm pretty sure you can hear a motherfucking drone inside a trailer coming down the hallway. You might hide underneath a blanket or something.
I want to know how you build a basement in a trailer.
Good point. But I wish we could have a basement here.
Me too. All right.
At that point, Baker says authorities brought in an armored vehicle with a hydraulic battering ram to break down the front wall.
Reminds me of something. Swim.
Yeah, they've been wading these.
That's right.
And it's not funny about the people being dead.
No, gosh, no.
But this motherfucker is hiding in there.
We're going
to
get you.
The armored truck is about to tear your shit down. We sent the drone in, can't see. We're going to rip your whole motherfucking place down. And if you're in there, you better come out, right? Well, there comes my voice again. We use that to make entry to the house, pull it off the front wall, Baker says. There was some consideration that he had booby-trapped it, but we determined that the armored vehicle would have set off any kind of booby traps. Would have ripped down the whole fucking house. Police say Sparks was hiding in a concrete bunker he had built underneath his residence. The bunker says the bunker was a little more than 5 feet deep. You could walk down there, but you might have to stoop. It ran the length of the mobile home, the length and the width of the mobile home.
Wow.
So Sparks, who tried to shoot himself with a rifle, only to have it misfire. He was at the entrance of the bunker when he was taken into custody. Now, let me
tell me.
I've worked these cases where people went to commit suicide and didn't complete the act. Holy fuck, how inadequate must he feel now? They ripped down your mobile estate in a nudist colony with an armored vehicle, and you built your bunker, you got your rifle, and they're coming to get you. You go to shoot yourself, and the gun misfires.
I think his sugar turned to shit.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I think you are right. His
sugar turned to shit.
So, Baker says a city sanitation crew then used a camera that checks for sewer blockages to look down the basement. They're still looking for booby traps, rightfully so.
Yeah.
He said they could see that there were bags of something in there, and we determined that they were most likely human remains.
That is just
fuck.
A fire department team eventually recovered Stephanie and Dan's remains. Both had died from blunt force trauma to the head. And this, when the coroner did their autopsy, that's what he said.
And the dog.
Oh, I knew you were going to ask. I knew you were going to ask. There has been no sign of Cuddles.
Oh.
Isn't that something?
Hopefully Cuddles went to a good home.
Maybe Cuddles went to doggy heaven. Reference some murders. Baker says authorities believe it happened there on the property. His property or their property. And authorities have declined to comment on the motive behind the slayings. One of their friends says it was a nightmare. And you hear stuff like this on the news, but you never imagine in a lifetime that it'd be one of your friends and in such a bizarre way. Another one of their friends, I'm not going to say their names, said they had been a great little home for the two of them and their dog. They were just somebody you want a hug from. They were just wonderful people.
That's just sad. Like, no motive, no.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure it was motive. I mean, but I don't know. I get it. Think about digging out, like trying to dig out from prison and shit and having to take it out one scoop of dirt at a time, stuff like that. Because I mean, it's not like you can't lift your mobile home with a helicopter and have an excavator come in and dig the thing the whole length. It must have took that motherfucker years and years and years to dig himself a bunker.
Not exactly.
And then he had to cement it in.
Yeah, that's what I was.
What kind of job he had?
Obviously.
Maybe he was a cementer.
Maybe he was.
I don't know. Sad about the Menards, eh?
It's very sad.
I hope Cuddles is okay.
I really hope Cuddles is okay.
I know you did, Mama. I was just joking. Like, I mean, I do care about my Cuddles, but I hope he might throw Cuddles out the window or something because she was barking.
Well, I have another surprise for you.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Are you ready?
No, probably not.
One of the things that our listeners don't know about you. Mm-hmm. Is that you are an avid lover of music.
I used to really, really love music. I don't really listen to
it. You go through phases.
Yeah.
Where you really don't listen to it and then you just get on a kick.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I mean? Like it's always on in the headquarters or it's not.
Yeah, yeah.
You never listen in the car. That's your prayer time. That's your thinking time.
In my truck.
Yeah.
I could tell if one of y'all driven my truck because the fucking radio is on, like Sierra XM. I don't even know how to use that shit.
Yeah. Well, even if you don't know because you don't do it. Yeah. Yeah. So you ready for a little bit of a crime music trivia?
Oh, Lord. This is a trivia show now.
Just you got to name the song or name the artist. All right. You got this. I promise. We ended
on this is you trying to end shit on positive notes.
Well, it's just to add a little bit of something because people are going to be screaming at it. They're going to, you know, be listening and going, I know this song. And they're going to be saying the name of the song too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just for listener engagement as well.
Okay. I hope you aren't all doing that.
Okay. You ready?
It's Johnny Cash. I shot a man just to watch him die. Folsom Prison Blues.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. All right, you in?
Yep.
All right.
Shot the Sheriff. Bob Marley, I shot the Sheriff. At least you picked shit from my generation or shit I grew up listening to.
Do what?
At least you picked shit I grew up listening to.
Of course. Okay. Now this one.
My Sharona. No? Hold on one second. Oh, I know this. I bought the Law and Law 1.
Yeah. Okay.
I should have been on that show, named that tune or whatever it was when they paid you so many seconds.
Yeah. Okay. You ready?
Yeah. Michael Jackson, Thriller. No? Michael Jackson, Smooth Criminal.
Yeah. Can I play a little bit more?
No, you don't need to.
Okay. You're going to name this tune in five notes. Yeah. I don't know if you're going to know this one. This one, yeah. Okay. But.
It,
Yep, I do know it. It's turn it off. It's the guitarist that used to make the slit in his head and put the acid on. Jimi Hendrix.
Hey Joe.
Yeah.
Okay. Last one.
I'm a cowboy and still horse I ride. No.
Almost.
Hold on. It's Bon Jovi.
Yeah, it is that, yeah. But what's it's the name
song.
Of the song?
I already told you. I Want It Dead or Alive.
That's right. Good job. All right, y'all.
I'll give you points for credit for Folsom Prison.
Starting it off with that.
That's something crime related. And we love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you for listening to True Crime Time for Monday.
November 18th.
And we love and appreciate each and every one of y'all.
All of those songs were crime related. I have the history of every single song.
Well, here. Then I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
All right. That was cool. And I forget how much I really do like music.
Yes, you do. I
listen to it.
Yeah.
All right. I hadn't listened to it in like the last 20 years. Sorry.
That's not true.
Well, I mean, they put it on headquarters, whatever.
Like recent music. No. Yeah. We're talking like outlaw country is what you do.
No, I know my stuff.
Yeah. Song. You don't know anything from the last two decades.
Yeah. Old as fuck. But I know well, though.
You like some Jelly Roll.
No, I know he's rapping. I don't know any of his songs and don't play them because I don't. The only ones I ever listened to was like, When they have it on, it's like the Morgan Wallace or the dude that plays on Monday Night Football now.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Getting out of here. Getting off True Crime.
Time for. Right. Muscle memory.
Fuck it. I'm your host. I love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you. Patreon convicts. Thank you so much for your support. We love it. You got a shit ton of stuff locked up on Haley's case.
Yes.
Like, how many photos do you think?
Oh, it's at least 25, 50, almost 100 so far.
100 photos. Mm-hmm. That's just photos. And of then. Crime scene and related stuff. That's stuff we hadn't even released it yet because we're doing it as I do it, the story in chronological order.
Thousands.
Plus body camera videos and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, please don't share that stuff, but please talk about it. And some of you are already, this makes me so mad. There's no way, da, da, da. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what we need.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we need. We love, appreciate each and every one of y'all. And Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
Talk to y'all next time. Peace.
It's simple math. Tim Horton's 2-3-4 menu fills your mornings without emptying your pockets. $2 gets you a hot coffee or a classic bagel. $3, try a sausage and cheese English muffin or two classic donuts. And for $4, enjoy an egg and cheese croissant or an iced cap. Do the math. It all adds up to delicious deals. Only at Tim's. The Tim's 2-3-4 menu is available until 2 p.m. at select Columbus, Ohio restaurants. Terms apply.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.